You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is the 1st of December, 2021. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joined online today by Kimberly Vaughn with the Weather Service. Hi, Kimberly.
Yes, hello there.
Well, November went out with a roar yesterday. Let's talk about that storm that blew through this area. I know it sounded like some pretty strong winds, especially in the Wrangell and northern Prince of Wales area.
Yes, so there was a compact low that tracked over southern Baranof and near Petersburg yesterday, and that brought in a peak wind at Zarambo Island just about 1 o'clock. It was showed up on the 1255 observation of 54 miles an hour. At 1:01 p.m., that's when the Wrangell Airport reported a gust to 36 miles an hour.
Okay, wow. So knocked out some power in this area. It came with some good rainfall, too, I think.
You know, I mean, as far as Southeast Alaska is concerned, not, you know, a big soaker. Wrangell, unfortunately, does not have precip there, but the Petersburg Co-op reported 0.90 for liquid precipitation yesterday for a 24-hour total. Just before the storm, we had that wind shift. We did see precipitation at the Wrangell Airport of between 9 and 10 a.m. of 0.17 inches. So, again, not heavy rains by any stretch to Southeast standards.
Okay. And I'm thinking back, we're just about a year out from when we did have some pretty record-setting rains throughout the region last year at this time.
Definitely. And November did finish the month for precipitation at the Petersburg Co-op of almost 2.5 inches above normal. So it still was a very wet month for this year as well.
Okay, so yeah, what were the totals for Petersburg for November?
The totals for November for the Petersburg Airport was 14.74 inches of liquid precipitation with an even 16 inches of snow falling.
Okay, and how about temperature-wise? Were we staying on the cooler side of things?
Actually, we were slightly warmer. The average temperature was only a half a degree warmer than normal, but the high temperatures were actually 2 degrees above normal, with the lows staying near normal. So that's kind of where we hedged towards the warmer side in November.
Well, what's on tap for this week, Kimberly? Do we have any breaks to look forward to, or are we stuck in this pattern for a while?
Yeah, well, I guess if you want to use the word stuck, but yes, it's going to be a lot of more snow showers moving through, snow accumulations of 1 to 4 inches on several of the days, and Saturday looks to be maybe the warmest and maybe nicest day per se, but otherwise just continued showers. And mainly in the snow variety, but also some rain mixing in, which of course makes it for heavy and wet and hard to manage type snow.
So it's raining right now as I talk to you. Is that expected to change over later today on Wednesday?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Is the entire region going to be getting snow with this storm here?
Yeah, we're looking for actually a cool down of the entire panhandle. So everybody will be getting some amount of snow this next week.
All right. Anything else to know for the upcoming week, Kimberly?
Not for the upcoming week. Just keep those snow shovels handy and make sure you do those back exercises to keep yourself ready to go.